This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Next week's heat dome could stress our Iowa crops. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, Daddy, till you get there.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
We're roughly halfway through the growing season here in Iowa, and there are varying crop conditions across the state. Much of the crop looks very strong currently, but there are some areas struggling with disease, pest, and weather issues. Dan Bjorklund, technical agronomist at Landis Cooperative, said he's seeing corn growth at the V10 through V14 stages across the state.
In the north, like the northern third of Iowa, we've got a lot of V10. We always talk about V10 with 10 collars is you hit that stage and then you, from there on, you just get an exponential growth of corn. And with the temperatures next week, that's going to drive it too. We'll probably put on every 2 days a collar. In the south, we've got some corn in the south that is well ahead of that, you know, V12, some even up to V14. It was planted a little bit earlier and they have longer growing season, believe it or not, from the north to the south.
Next week, a significant heat dome will settle in over much of the eastern half of the U.S. Bjorklund said this heat is normally good for the crops, but it could get hot enough to cause some heat stress.
We like it. If it's going to be hot, okay, let's do 89 to 90. But, you know, 95 is going to be stressed. I'm not a meteorologist, so I don't predict this. But I'm seeing more and more of the experts that predicted is that this heat is going to last through the 4th of July weekend. So, you know, next week into the weekend and then moderate a little bit. That ridge is going to retrograde back towards the west. And so if that happens, then we have more chance for ridge runners running around that and giving us rain in Iowa.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.